June 9th. Since it was a perfect summer day, Chloe, Zoe, and I decided to meet up at the park to continue planning my party. I brought Daisy along, too.
Nikki, your pool party is going to be epic, Chloe exclaimed.
It'll be so epic that kids will still be talking about it on the first day of school, Zoe raved.
And because of your very cool party, everyone will be dying to invite us to their parties, Chloe explained.
Nikki and Chloe, do you realize this could change our lives? Zoe said wistfully.
We could become the most popular kids at school.
Wow, all this party stuff was making me feel lightheaded. Or maybe Daisy's leash was cutting off the blood circulation to my brain. The fact that my birthday party might impact our social status at school next year made me a little nervous. What if something goes wrong? But my BFFs assured me that everything was going to be just fine.
Don't worry, Nikki, Chloe said. Since I know everything about parties, I'll be your social director. I've had 3 parties for my brother, and everyone is still talking about the last one.
I know, Chloe, but everyone is still talking about it because of that little problem you had with your game, remember? I reminded her. Chloe rolled her eyes at me and folded her arms.
Hey, it wasn't my fault I had to call 911 during that game of Simon Says because my little brother stuck a cheesy snack up his nose, and then all the other kids stuck cheesy snacks up their noses because Simon said to.
Nikki, I could have totally lost it and freaked out, but I didn't. I was calm and handled my business.
I had to admit that Chloe had a really good point. I couldn't have handled 1 kid with a cheesy snack stuck up his nose, let alone 6. I would have totally lost it when all those emergency vehicles arrived with sirens blaring. Chloe was practically a hero. Well, kind of.
Nikki, don't forget that I've attended some awesome celebrity sweet 16 parties with my dad, Zoe explained. So I'm pretty much a party expert. I'll be your activities director.
Thanks, Zoe. But weren't most of those parties super expensive? I asked.
That's true, Zoe admitted. But instead of hiring the bad boys to perform at your party, we could have a DJ. And instead of the sushi bar and the climbing wall, we could have frappuccinos and a zip line. That would drastically reduce our budget by about 18%, she explained as she crunched the numbers on her calculator.
Wait. Did Zoe just say zip line? What if I'm allergic to zip lines? Won't a zip line cost a lot? I asked.
Don't worry. If we're on a tight budget, we can always cut out more stuff, Zoe answered.
Listen, guys, to be honest, I don't even have a budget. Unless you count the $8.73 I have hidden in my sock drawer, I muttered. That's when Zoe kind of stared at me and blinked her eyes really fast.
OMG, our party budget is only $8.73?
She muttered.
Well, okay, let's not panic. We could use that for the,
Frappuccinos, I think. Actually, that would only buy the ice for the Frappuccinos. Like maybe 2 small bags of ice. But we're off to a really good start.
Thank goodness Zoe is an expert on celeb parties and a financial wizard.
We decided that an island luau party theme with a huge swimming pool would be fun and exciting. However, in spite of my BFF's enthusiasm, I suddenly had a really bad feeling about my party. How was I going to have an epic party when all I could afford were a couple bags of ice? It was going to be a joke. Unless I could come up with the cash to buy all the party stuff I needed, I could do the responsible thing and get a job and try to earn the money myself, but that could take weeks or even months. Desperate times call for desperate measures. So I'll just have to convince my parents to pay the extra money for a fancier island luau birthday party. Unfortunately, having a child my age is very expensive. But it's not my problem. My parents should have thought of that before I was born.